Could you describe the progression of Anagarika and Samanera training? Much gratitude. For an Anagarika, they would come to the monastery, spend some time, and usually a couple visits maybe, and then come and spend a few months, and then if they look like they're sincere, want to take on the training, then to take the Anagarika precepts, which are 8 precepts, wearing white as Anagarika Armand is doing, and which sometimes white. It's a real burden having white. And that training as an Anagarika in white would be 1 year. So they would follow the training in the monastery, fit into the community, see how it's going, see if they survive to the end of the year. And then if they want to continue training, then they would request to take the Samanera training or novice training, which is they wear brown, but it's far fewer precepts. So 10 precepts, which are the big difference between the 8 and the 10 precepts is that you're relinquishing the use of money. That changes your life. But then, in effect, also what taking on the novice training is that they say wouldn't be driving anymore, not be in the kitchen, so stepping back from cooking. So that sort of having more focus on the more monastic aspect of the training. Still, following the routines in the monastery and fitting in with the community, helping out. And then at the end of another year, then if they want to go forward and take on the bhikkhu training, the monk's training, then they would request that. And they could... And each of those processes, we would discuss it in the community. If this person wants to be an Anagarika, do we want to take them on? So it'd be a communal decision. This person's been an Anagarika. He wants to be a novice. How's it going? Because it's, they'll come and ask permission from me. But they're always on their best behavior in front of me. So I have to... Okay, well, how's it going with the others? And then once they take the monk's training, then that's a commitment for 5 years, staying with the teacher, taking on the we're looking, 5 years of monastic training as a bhikkhu, which doesn't mean they would be at a Bhaiagiri all the time. But it would be under my guidance, our guidance as senior monks. Oftentimes we'll have, especially maybe the third year of their training, go to one of the branch monasteries in our community, whether it's in Thailand or England or Canada, or a place that I feel comfortable with, that they'll continue their training. And then after 5 years, oftentimes that's a time where they're going to spread their wings and find places of either maybe study with other teachers or take the opportunity to practice in solitude. So that's how a progression kind of works in our communities.